Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I wanted to make a quick video addressing the topic of the sons of God. Now, many people say that the sons of God are fallen angels in the Old Testament, but the Bible is very clear that the sons of God are people that believe on Jesus Christ. The fallen angels are never referred to as the sons of God. Now, Genesis 6 is probably the most famous spot where people will turn and try to teach you that. But the next most famous spot is in the book of Job. And it's kind of interesting because before you get to the latter end of the book of Job, the Bible very clearly shows you that Satan and the fallen angels are not sons of God, just in the first two chapters of the book of Job. And I want you to notice what it says in Job chapter 1, verse 6. It says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them." Now what you have to realize is the sons of God are presenting themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also. What that is saying is Satan came in addition to the sons of God. That's the reason why it's worded that way. The sons of God presented themselves. It doesn't say, and Satan was one of them. It says, no, the sons of God presented themselves, and then Satan came also. So he came in addition to, which means he is not a son of God. Job chapter 2, verse 1 proves that as well. It says, "Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord." So it doesn't say that Satan is one of the sons of God. The sons of God are presenting themselves before the Lord, and then Satan came also, or Satan came in addition to the sons of God. You say, well, I don't know. I think that's a bit of a stretch, Brother Stuckey. Well, you know, the phrase "came also" appears 12 times in the Bible. Now, in our modern vernacular, "came also" would just mean "came in addition to." But, you know, in the Bible, it has the exact same definition. It appears 12 times in the Bible, but four of those times are in Job 1, and one time is in Job chapter 2, verse 1. So let's look at the other instances in Job chapter 1. It's going to make it very clear that this phrase "came also" means "came in addition to." Job chapter 1, verse 14, "And there came a messenger unto Job, and said, the oxen were plowing, the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another." So there came, in addition to the first messenger, there came somebody else. "There came also another." So this is someone different. "And said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." So there's this messenger that comes to Job. This is the second one. Then it says in the next verse, "While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house." So all these instances where a servant comes to Job, another one comes along and it says "came also." He's not the first servant, it's he came in addition to. Now, I don't think anything in the Bible is accidental or coincidental. You know, this phrase "came also" appears in Job 1:6 and Job 2:1 when it talks about Satan, and we can understand it pretty well from verses in Job chapter 1. It's the same thing. The sons of God presented themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. That's what it says in Job 1:6 and Job 2:1. And so before you get tripped out on a verse later on in the book of Job that is a very complex verse, the Bible just very clearly in Job chapter 1 and Job chapter 2 teaches us that the sons of God presented themselves before the Lord, and then Satan came also, or Satan came in addition to the sons of God. What does that prove? That proves Satan is not a son of God. That proves fallen angels are not sons of God. Thank you, and God bless.